Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, and I'm your host, Evans Zininga. Today on Live Talk, we are discussing the hunger situation in Zimbabwe, with the SADC issuing a statement earlier today calling on governments and humanitarian partners for a scaled-up assistance and collective disaster mitigation strategies. But first, Los Angeles has approved a so-called sanctuary city ordinance, which is a response to President-elect Donald Trump's promise of mass deportations when he assumes the presidency in January. The ordinance won't stop federal officials from deporting undocumented immigrants, but it reinforces the city's vow to protect its immigrant population. Angelina Batsarian has the story, narrated by Anna Rice.
Claudia Ventura has lived in Los Angeles for 20 years. She has a job and a family here, but no legal documentation. Ventura is among the roughly 800,000 LA residents who lack U.S. legal status. And like many others, she feels uneasy after Donald Trump won the presidential election.
Now, when I see not a lot of people in the street, it's less people, it's bad. Yeah, I think the people are scared for the deportation.
The Los Angeles City Council approved a so-called Sanctuary City Ordinance on November 19th. This means local police and state authorities are not going to share information on people's immigration status with federal immigration authorities unless it involves a serious crime.
A city ordinance like this sends a very strong message to the community in Los Angeles and to the rest of the nation that in Los Angeles, resources available will be used for the purposes of keeping the community safe, of keeping the community trusting in their own leaders, and in keeping the community thriving, not in arresting them or causing chaos in their communities.
Yet not everyone in the city agrees with this decision. Trump supporters, roughly 38% of residents, according to the election results, don't want LA to be a sanctuary city.
I think it's a disgrace. I think that we have to take care of our own first. When we say America first, it doesn't mean you don't take care of others. It just means we take care of our own first.
Linda Hanna's parents are from Mexico. They came into the United States legally, and she believes whoever has done so illegally should be deported. The ordinance will have little practical effect because LA has barred police or immigration officials from questioning a person about their immigration status since 1979. The LA's new status doesn't mean there can't be deportations. It just means that local authorities won't help federal officers find and deport undocumented immigrants.
I think that federal officers will start with mass raids as opposed to asking random passersby for documents on the streets. I believe there will be mass raids at factories and in the agricultural industry where, according to official data, undocumented immigrants are most likely to work.
Cabrera believes amnesty is a better idea than deportations.
We have to insist that mass legalization is the option. We have to insist that there's a better way to treat immigrants in this country.
After the inauguration on January 20th, Trump has strongly suggested he might declare a national emergency and use U.S. military personnel to help conduct mass deportations, a move that immigration advocates have vowed to fight in court. For Angelina Magdasaran in Los Angeles, California, Anna Rice, VOA News.
And the International Labour Organization, ILO, Director General, Mr. Gilbert Hangbo, is in Zimbabwe on a two-day work visit. ILO is holding meetings in the country with various stakeholders, the government, employers, and workers' representatives. The ILO has an 187-member states body and works as a specialized agency of the United Nations in the promotion of social and economic development by improving working conditions and social protection for workers. The visit by the top ILO official is significant because Zimbabwe continues to face significant economic and social challenges, including high inflation and unemployment and poverty. Mr. Hangbo says there is a very worrying trend of growing informalities between countries. Let's take a look.
One that is quite important, and I'm sure you will agree with me, is the growing inequalities, and because we know that despite the global progress that the world is making since the 70s, the inequalities have not stopped widening, and not only between countries, but also within countries. And when we talk about widening inequalities within countries, I'm afraid to say that countries, middle-income countries and low-income countries are right now being even more challenged than some of the developed countries where the inequalities are quite a little bit much better managed, and that is backed up with a consortium of economists that made the research about a year and a half. So we would not only again want to express my appreciation to the government not only the government but also to the ministry to all the effort and our social partners in joining the coalition. But obviously, I want to also encourage all of us to work together to kind of see at our national level what we could do to advance the social justice in a way that will benefit the population that we serve.
That was Director General for ILO, Gilbert Hangbo, in Harare today. Now, Public Service, Labor and Social Welfare Minister July Moyo spoke on the outcome of the importance of today's meeting.
First, Waka invite Waka Company Government in Zimbabwe, na President, Kutuawuye Kuno, Lazo Wona Kushanda Petinoita, Ninga Kutumanya, Nongo Rewaku, ILO Kutu, Atuona Ninama Wakas, Atuona in the business, Atuas Wonera. Atina namo izvi zvavazoita nomasikati zvokutaura kuti toshanda sei hakuna nyika isina namo zvapa vanhu vedu muono wokuti isu vose Zimbabwe tiri papi kana tichizvienzaniswa nedzimwe nyika
saka tikati hurumende iri kuita chii kupedza musiyano kana kuti gap pakati pevapfumi nevarombo
isu tinotodova nyanzvi pakuti hapana gap rakakura pakati pevapfumi vakapfumisa navarombo izvi tinozvipedza nokuti vanhu vanoita manegotiations whether muprivate sector kana mugovernment mugovernment medu maworkers edu anonegotieta nehurumende hurumende inotumira vanhu vayo kuti endai munogara pasi for instance president gore rakapera vakati mari yakapiwa ye 41 million ndoda kuti ingopiwa vari pasi chete vari kumusoro vasiyei kuitira kuti tisasiyana navamwe ende kumabasa avo kuprivate sector tine tichiramba tichikurudzira kuti aiwa imwe vakuru musatora mari yakawanda kupfuuravo yavashandi ndozvotee chikurudzira
avo vange vari gurukota rinoona nezvevashandi vaJuly Moyo vachitaura nemutori wedu wenhau Godwin Mangundla kuHarare kumusangano waitwa nhasi uyu. Now, the Congress of Trade Unions ZCTU President Florence Tarovinga says as a union, they had an opportunity to present workers' grievances to the ILO Director General.
Chekutanga ndechekuva neruzivo rwekuti Director General vanofamba kumamember states ese vachiita anonzi maroutine checks avanoita misi nenguva zvakatinakira isusu seZimbabwe nekuti nguva zhinji tine nyaya dzatinofungidzira kuti dzinofanira kunge dzichigadziriswa dzinenge dzisingaenderani nemurau unenge uripo watinoti maILO standards nemainternational labour standards. Nguva zhinji tinotaura nawo nemaringe ekumbunyikidzwa kwevashandi kungava vekuprivate kupublic uye nekumainvestment places. Saka tinoramba tichikurudzira kuti kana director general vauya kudai nhau dzedu dzikuzivikana dzinofanira kunge dzichigadziriswa. Tirikutora zvekare mukana wakaita seuoyu kuvazivisa nhunha dzedu dzese dzatinadzo kuti vadzishinze kune mukuru wenyika sezvo vachaonana navo kuti vazive kuti nhau dziri kuafekta vashandi muZimbabwe inangane nazo.
Ndedzipi nyaya dzirikunyanya kuafekta vashandi uye vadzitambira seiwo director?
Chekutanga chinozivikanwa nemunhu wese inhau yeurombo hwevashandi muZimbabwe. Munyika yatiri kurarama ine local currency nemarket iri kuda mariyo yekunze kweamerica, urombo hwevashandi hunokonzeresa zvekare zvikonzero zvakawanda mumabasa. Zvinokonzeresa kusawirirana pamabasa, zvinokonzeresa kutadza kuva neutano chaihwo pamabasa, unokonzeresa zvekare mazuva atiri anaya atiri kuti 16 days activism against gender based violence. Gender based violence iri kukonzereswa zvekare nestatus quo yatinayo munyika pari zvino yekuti mushandi anopedza mwedzi wese achienda kubasa, asi kupera kwemwedzi haana cheuviri chaanokwanisa kunge achiraramisa mhuri yake kuti inge ichirarama muupenyu hwakarurama hwatisingati huri pamusoro pemurau asi hwekuti akwanise kunge achiraramika munyika yechipikero.
That was Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions ZCTU President Florence Taruhinga speaking to VOA's Godwin Mangundla at the ILO stakeholders meeting. On that note, let's take a short break. Please stay tuned. We will be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. SADC, with support from its humanitarian partners, issued a statement calling for scaled-up assistance and collective disaster mitigation strategies. The regional body says urgent assistance is needed to avert hunger that is affecting millions of people in the region following an El Nino-induced drought. In Zimbabwe, the World Food Programme says over 7 million people are in need of food aid until the next harvest next year. And the Zimbabwe food crisis was also discussed last week in Victoria Falls, according to the 2025 budget proposal presented by Finance Minister Mthuli Ncube. The budget presented last week says 813 million ZiG will be set aside to support food insecure households, targeting 6.2 million people in rural areas and 1.7 million people in urban areas. Mr. Ncube said the government's efforts will be complemented by development partner assistance amounting to US $110 million in the form of food assistance, distribution of seeds and livestock to households whose livelihoods have been affected by the drought, as well as construction and rehabilitation of water points. To discuss this, we are now joined by Matabeleland South Senator Ms. Nontantamlotshwa and National Coordinator for Zimbabwe Agricultural Think Tank, Mr. Frank Kubvakacha. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Live Talk.
Hello, Mr. Zinga. How are you, my brother?
I am well. Thank you for being on the show. Senator Mlotshwa, can you hear me? We seem not to hear the good senator there, but let's kick off the discussion with you, Mr. Kubvakacha. You heard the SADC cry. How are things now in terms of drought effects for the rural folks, the farmers, and the livestock? Let's start from there.
Yeah, my brother, thank you very much. And I would like to start by appreciating the adoption of technology in this country as Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe is one of the countries that is taking that is taking technology to another level, and this technology actually necessitated us or made it possible for us to see this El Nino induced drought in good time. So our preparedness to gear up to cushion ourselves against this disaster did not start today. We started way back, especially the Minister of Agriculture. Our government was fully faced by this matter 2 to 3 years ago. So we have been preparing. This is why we have got all our troops lined up to fight this disaster. We have also high technological agricultural techniques that we are putting in place to make sure that no place is left behind and no person suffers, no animal suffers, but definitely El Nino is wreaking havoc in Central and Southern Africa. The situation to those who are not prepared is actually pathetic, deteriorating, and I'm happy with the noise that is being made at international level, regional level, and also in Zimbabwe at every level, up to household level. This matter is being discussed fully, so I'm sure that disaster, yes, it is there. Disaster is looming, but we are in surveillance. Things are under control.
Saka vakubvakacha tinogona here kutaura tichiti hakuna vanhu vachafa nenzara gore rino kana zvipfuwo zvicharamba zvichiparara. Takambonzwa masvondo apera kumatebeleland vachiti kwaitove nemombe dzaisvika kuma 10,000 dzakanga dzaparara nekuda kwekushayiwa mafuro nemvura yekumwa mumwaka unowu.
Regai nditaure ndichiti kuvanhu hapana munhu achafa, hakuna munhu acharara nenzara muZimbabwe, nekuti tichitarisa muZimbabwe kunyange zvimwe zvisina kumira zvakanaka, tine re-engagement program yakatangwa naPresident, tine international trade, tine free African trade zone. We are having a lot of foodstuffs, really new, whatsoever, moving, crossing borders to Zimbabwe. And fortunately, government yet set aside a budget to make sure that my basics of the people are sure to run. Kumuka and Yagara in a troubled area, even you see some pockets of Matabeleland, Muka Dinofa, zvinenge zvaakuenderanawo nemafarmers, farmer by farmer, kuti farmer ari kuchengetedza mhuka dzake zvakadini. Saka iyi utori mukana wekudzidzisa mafarmers emombe, mbudzi, hwai kuti dzinofanira kuchengetwa in good condition kuti dzinge dzakasimba dzizokwanisa kurwisana nenguva yenzara seyatakatarisana nayo. Yes.
Aha, vakubvakacha. Kune nyaya dzatakanga tichiteerera svondo rakapera vanuve Minister of Finance vachipresenta budget ra-2025. Makaona maallocations avakaita kwakasiyana-siyana. Pane maviri andinoda kuti titarise. Yekutanga ndeyeagriculture, percentage yavakati ichaenda kuagriculture mumwaka uno. And totarisawo kuti mari yavakataura nezvayo kuti ichaendeswa kunyaya dzekubatsira munzara iri kweiko zvino iyi. Toda kuti titaure nezvazvo izvozvo tione kuti makaritarisa neurongwa huripo uhu munoona here vanhu vachigona kuyambuka zvakanaka kuenda mumwaka unotevera?
Mukoma zvinenge ndokutendai zvakanyanya. Budget iri ndakaritambira, takaritambira zvakanaka kusiya kwechinhu chimwe chete chekuti nyika yedu, nyika yeZimbabwe, inyika yakumanyira kudollarization kumari dzekunze, asi government iri kuita ayo mabudget ayo mumari yemuno. Zvinova zvakanaka izvozvo, zvinova zvinostabilize economy. Saka vamutumi vakazama kuspreada mari ishoma. Remember, tine nyika yedu marevenue streams, they are not that bloated. Mashoma, hakuna mari yakawanda iri kupinda. Plusiwo tiri nyika iri pasi pezvirango zveupfumi. Kana nyika dzekunze dzirevesa kuti dzinoda kuti Zimbabwe ibude, then vachibvisa zvirango zveupfumi izvi. Asi ndikatarisa pabhajeti yatakawana zvakaoma kudaro. For example, tine 830 million mari yakaitwa set aside kuzobatsira vanotambudzika vanoshaya nenzvimbo dzakasara dzekumaruva. Then ipapo kumaruva tinenge tine 6.2 million vanhu vanotarisirwa kubhenefita kubva pabhajeti iyoyo, zvakare 1.7 million kumadhorobha. Asi hurumende haizi kushanda yega, iri kushanda nemapazi akazvimiririra akasiyana siyana. Pane zvakare $110 million sekutaura kwamaita paipai ichabva kumapartners akazvimirira kuzosapota kurarama kwavanhu, unhu hwavanhu nemhuka nezviri muZimbabwe. Saka bhajeti iroro chandinofarira, kunyange hawo ari mazigi, ndakaona hurumende ichimedza chokwadi kuti zizi kana richinge radona vanoridyiwa rofambirana nemari yekunze, zvinova zvinhu zvinogona kutibatsira tereke. Saka we are very happy. Agriculture mobilization yemaimpot yakatotanga kunzvimbo nhapi. Tipfumbudza tine other scheme, partnership scheme, zvakare tine Command Agriculture. Maimpot akuenda kuvanhu. Mobilization is in full throttle and tikutarisira kuti tinogona kubuda, tinoyambuka.
Ngatimbomira ipapo. We understand we are now also joined by social justice analyst vambofana Ruben Mbofana. Tine urombo mafoni edu anga achinetsa kupinda, but I'm glad you are here now. Can you hear me, Mr. Mbofana?
Yes, I can hear you, Mr. Zinenga.
Aha, ndanditaura navakubvakacha pano musati masvika tichiedza kunzwisisa kuti nyaya dzenzara dzakamira sei munyika nezviri kutaurwa neSADC kuti iri kutsvaga kuti magovernments in the whole region vashande zvakasimba in fighting against the hunger that's ravaging the region. So vakubvakacha is an agronomist, he is a specialist in agriculture and environmental care. Vanga vachitsanangura maonera avari kuita. But I would like to come to you as well from a social perspective and say, how is the situation in the country today in terms of hunger? Iri kutaurwa kunzi iri kukonzerwa ne El Nino drought yakauya.
Thank you so much, Mr. The situation on the ground, as far as I am concerned, from the communications that I've received from several Zimbabweans, is that it's dire. It's reaching very catastrophic levels. Why do I say so? Because from the information that I have received so far, there are areas, particular areas in the country, where food distribution is woefully insufficient. That's where I have a problem when I hear the leadership of the country using such a mantra as no one will die of hunger. For me, that is a very callous, cold-hearted statement, because dying of hunger does not mean that someone is not hungry. Just because you do not die from hunger, directly die from hunger, does not mean you are starving. It doesn't mean that you've got enough to eat. So that's exactly what we are seeing in Zimbabwe, that no one is dying directly from hunger, although people can die from hunger, because if you are starving, if you are having a poor nutrition, there are so many other things that come in, like opportunity infections, your immune system is weak, so you can be killed by hunger. And people in Zimbabwe are dying from hunger, as much as it might not be direct. But because of your compromised immune system, because of poor nutrition, you are now vulnerable, susceptible to a number of illnesses. But anyway, that's beside the point. The point is that people are not getting sufficient food on the ground. And when I joined you, I heard the agronomist speaking about food, agricultural inputs, distribution. I can tell you that in the past couple of weeks, I've received curiously quite a number of messages from people in the rural area saying that this year they are being given insufficient inputs, especially from Buddha. Some are telling me that they are given 150 kg bag of meal of seed, which they are supposed to share among six families. So you'll find that with the number of holes that have been instructed by the government to dig at the Buddha, to share 50 kg,
Regai ndikubatei pamuromo vambofana, toda kuti vakubvakacha vadzoke zvakare, nguva yedu inozodzoka yopera. Vakubvakacha, I need you to touch base on a point yakataurwa navamutuli Ncube yekuti rehabilitation of water points kumaminda uku. Zviri kuitika here izvi? Muchidimbu titi gaga.
Zviri kuitika zvineudzamu, asi nditenderei ndipindure vambofana.
Itai gaga, nguva yedu yakuzoka yopera.
Vari kutsanangura vachitaura zvinyorwa, havasi paground pari kuitika zvinhu. Ndakuuya kuishu yenyu iyi, president vakati this is a drought season. Zvinorevei kuna baba? Zvinoreva kuti chikafu hachina kubva kumaminda, saka taakufanira kutsvaga kubva kunze, kutsvaga masubstitute. Taakumiramira savanhu. Hurumende haife yakapa zvinhu zvinokwana, because hazvive zvakakwana muvanhu, but inobatsiridza vanozvibatsirawo. Taakuenda pamubvunzo wamabvunza nyaya yemadirizira. MuZimbabwe tine mawater bodies angasvika 10,000 water bodies. Pane rehabilitation iri kuitika, tine desilitation iri kuitika kutobvisa ivhu, tine ishu yekuvaka mabiridziro matsva, madhamu ariko ane udzamu zvakare.
Nguva yedu inoita jerasi vakubvakacha. I wish we had more time so that Mbofana would also come in and respond, but let's agree to set up another discussion on this subject, very important and very critical, but our time is running out for the day. We're going to have to end it here today. I'm so sorry, gentlemen, but thank you for being on the show, and to our viewers and our listeners, wherever you are, thank you for being on the show. This is Evans Zeninga signing off in Washington, D.C.